Proverbs 19:3 says, "The foolishness of man perverteth his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord." When a man or woman follows their own heart and goes their own way, they're inevitably going away from God, perverting their way. That's the message also found in Isaiah 55:7. It says, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." If you will read that carefully, you'll see that until a man forsakes his own way and his own thoughts, he's not walking with God. It's only when a man or woman surrenders to God and surrenders his own way that he can return to God. Only then can we find mercy and pardon. We discussed in our previous proverb devotional this truth that the masses of humanity refuse to acknowledge: the foolishness of man perverteth his way. And as a result, people suffer the consequences of going their own way. But the second half of our proverb says this: "And his heart fretteth against the Lord." Have you ever made choices and then suffered the consequences of your own choices, only to turn and blame God for the mess that you're in? The reality of this proverb dawned on me when I was a baby Christian. I found myself miserable, and I got mad at God. I was praying about things as though God was to blame, and I was asking God to help me understand why he was doing this to me. And he did. He helped me. Suddenly, I had clarity of mind and realized God didn't do this to me. I did this to me. There I was, fretting against the Lord as though he had caused my difficulties when I was to blame. I remember praying and thinking through it all, and then I prayed and asked God to forgive me for being so stupid. I then began to ask him for help in making better decisions. I asked for wisdom, and when I've been willing to listen, he's given me his wisdom and saved me from myself more times than I can count. But back to Isaiah. The next two verses say this in Isaiah 55:8-9. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Literally, billions of years apart. If you want to follow your own heart and go your own way, that is your choice. But don't blame God and fret against the Lord when you suffer the end result of you following your own way. Sadly, it's been my experience that most of those who claim to believe in God but have rejected the Lord Jesus and not received his gospel and been saved, they're literally fulfilling this proverb. I've talked to many men who follow their own way, which the Bible says is perverted because it's the opposite of God's way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord because of the trouble that it brings. Their lives fall apart, and they are miserable without God in their lives, and miserable because of the consequences of those choices, and yet they fret against God. You know, it's just sad, and it's really insane, but it's also very typical. Again, in 30 years of ministry, I think going on 35 years at the time of this recording, I can tell you over and over and over I've seen this play out. Let it be a warning. Following our own way instead of submitting to God's way leads us to pervert our way. And being so foolish that we do such a thing can then and will almost always lead to us only fretting against the Lord when we are simply suffering the consequences of our own choices instead of repenting toward God with faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't follow your own way. Follow Jesus, who is the way. Amen.